What's up?
What's good?
How are you guys doing?
How are you?
I know I'm doing excellent, man. How you doing?
Good. Blessed. Blessed.
Awesome. So.
You know, so I ain't gonna lie. I'm sorry. I was noticing your hair. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I should have mentioned this off like before we got on here. So I'm gonna just wait and talk to you about that then. But what's good, you guys? It's your two favorite brothers, Christ.
Your favorite brother, Christ?
On the mic,
On the mic?
the Godly Gangster Game,
Godly Gangsta Gang?
Christian Gangster.
Christian Gangster? Street Ministry, y'all. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Let's get it.
Listen, man. Excuse me. First of all, thank y'all so much for tuning in on today. Definitely appreciate you guys. Are you okay? Okay. wanted to come on here and talk to y'all about some current events, but we talking about Jimmy with the STEMI and Kirk on the rampage. Okay.
Right.
Let's get into it.
So, yeah, so we're going to talk about, the new term this year was getting stimulated, okay? I mean, I was getting calls like, "You been stimulated yet?" I'm like, "Nah, bro." But then when I eventually did, I was extremely excited, for purposes of, building my savings. You feel
Absolutely.
me? How did you feel when you got the stimulus?
I was excited, you know what I'm saying? Like I did, and normally I'd be like, "Woo!" But this time I was like, "Okay, that's what's up." You know, I'm glad to see I got a little something in there. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't as elated physically, like visually, as I normally would have been. But I was definitely thankful. That's for certain. You can never go wrong with more money, okay? But when you make money, you're God. Oh my, that's when you're coming to the issue.
And that's real, man. So what did you think about other people posting about the stimulus and stuff like that, man?
I mean, but you gotta think about it. Our society is definitely money motivated. And that is what it is. And that's exactly what we were showing with the creative songs and all of that, is that we're money motivated. That's exactly what we showed. And
I
so,
agree.
you know, you gotta be mindful of how you do stuff. Especially, you know, you if stay say well, yeah. Anyway, the point is, yeah. Society is money motivated, and that's exactly what we showed with those videos. Like when I say we, meaning the human race in
The
the United States
community
of
of the
America.
United States.
Yeah. We was out here showing that. I need my stimulus. That is my money, and I need it now. That the what's the other what was the other song I heard? It was like, I don't know, but I think it was based off some R. Kelly song or something like that. Something about, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't
I
remember.
don't think I heard that one.
Yeah, but it's been a couple of STEMI songs, okay? Jimmy. It said, you ever heard of blah, blah, blah? What about Jimmy with the STEMI? That's why I say Jimmy with the STEMI.
I haven't heard that one either. I mean, granted, I wouldn't even know social media like that during that time, man. I don't even know. But I did see people posting it, and I was kind of disappointed, like, because especially that morning when I got it, I already needed to go to Walmart or whatever. Was it the weekend? It was during the week, wasn't it?
I got mine on Wednesday.
It was on the, I think it was on the 17th. I believe it was on Wednesday.
Get up.
And so if y'all don't know, a lot of us are still working from home. State employees are required to go back to the office on the 29th. So with that being said, we have, especially when you're doing your work the right way and you get it done, you have a lot of time to chill out and do whatever
Come
you
on,
want to
free
do.
time.
So I think that morning, I think I did have some free time. And I didn't need to do a whole lot that day. So I think I went to Walmart, and when I went to Walmart, I immediately saw people buying TVs. I was like, here we go.
But then
here
also,
we go.
At the same time, this is tax season too. So either way, people was gonna be buying TV either way.
I mean, but I just knew in my heart it was attached to the stimulus. And even when people do that, when they get their taxes, I become so, I mean, not that I should care per se, but especially African Americans, like, and a lot of people say that we are very poor and we don't have, but it's because of our mindset and our spending habits of the reasons why we don't have. Because we want to flaunt or we want to satisfy our needs right then and there. Especially when I'm seeing, you know, men and women of color who are buying shoes and clothes and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, you need to be saving that, because in the next couple of months, you're going to be trying to apply for some more benefits, especially food stamps. So, like, right. Y'all, we got to do better. I felt good in myself because I knew what I was doing with it. Plus, I knew what I needed to do for myself as well as for my significant other. But man. It was real. What are some of the things that you did, or what are some of the ideas that you had for the stimulus check for yourself?
What I wanted to do was just save it, you know, but at the same time, it's trusting the Lord. Trusting and knowing that he got you and that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And that it's just on me to be faithful and be obedient and just doing what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it. It's okay. I'm going to go get me some clothes because I need some clothes.
Yeah, it's time to update.
Y'all, I only got like really 3 pair of girl jeans. That's all I had. And it's not, I'm not saying it's in a, like, again, don't have pity, but I'm just telling y'all, like, the prayer is that it works out that I can go get me some more clothes. I don't want to dress like a nigga no more. Excuse my language, but I don't. Like, I want to wear more feminine clothes, but in order to do that, and with being a big girl, it costs a little bit more. So, yeah. I'm praying that everything works out to where I can at least go get me, like, 2-3 outfits or something. But anyway, back to the point at hand. So, yeah. But I know, well, if you don't mind me saying, I know you was able to get some stuff, like you was able to get
absolutely
some razzle dazzle.
I had to, man. I mean, and this is the thing, like, I was able to do that because I don't spend like that on a normal basis. Anybody who knows me knows I do not spend money. So when it came, it was like, okay, that's what I need to do, because it was due time for my wardrobe to be updated. If anybody knows about my Saucy Nugs, he a fly light skin. He fly. I mean, he got style, you feel me? He, you know, he can do his thing. And so as his lady and as his future wife or his future fiance, so on and so forth, and this is crazy, our apostle just talked about this, but when you're with someone, you want to be able to be attractive to them. And I know it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, he's always attracted to me, but another woman shouldn't look at me and be like, he could do better, you know, like that ain't about to happen. And you know, just gotta make sure I keep myself up. When you single, well, at least for me, when I was single, I really didn't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was what it was. But when you with somebody, you want to feel like you deserve to be by their side.
I feel you. I get where you're coming from. And y'all, what I was saying, just in case, I was saying that she's already his wife, so I don't know why. And future this and future that. When it's already that in the spirit.
Well, so. It ain't in paper, you know. We can't, you know, file no taxes together. And I couldn't even put him on the future insurance I'm getting right now. I mean, I could, but, you know, when you get them papers, it's official, like.
Official.
Yeah.
For sure, man. For sure.
And then I also did get some new shoes. I did not, listen, I'm not a name brand hoe, okay? That's not me. And what I mean by name brand hoe are the ones that gotta have a name on it, right? And even if it does have a name on it, it's going to be on a sale or clearance, right? But for me, I found me some, they look like Converses, you know, you just stick your foot right in it. They was half the price.
Canvas. They call them canvas.
Yes, they call it canvas. I really, 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 I've always wanted some, but I could never find any that was appeasing as far as the price range. So I went on ahead and I bought me some for half the price from Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yep, I'm getting them. And that's just what it was. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some shoes that ain't got no holes in them. Man, I used to be.
Thank God for deliveries. Okay.
Man, if only y'all knew. I mean, the sole coming out the bottom. I mean, the shoe lipping off the sole. It was bad. And the thing is that, okay, maybe we should talk about this another day. But I would say it's not even like I was poor. It was.
I was definitely about to say, because you definitely had the money, but you didn't
afford it. I had the money. I did. I just didn't want to spend it. But now we're in a new era where I am becoming more free with living the way that I feel like God wants me to live rather than how I want to live. And I don't believe God wants us to be living all type of way just to keep a dollar. I'm just going to put that there. Yeah. So we in a new space. Anyway, so with that being said, again, like I was saying, I hope y'all made some good choices. And should we have another stimulus, that would be amazing. But I truly doubt it because of the amount this one was. But I need them to work. I need them to work on them loans.
Yeah, I heard that there may be a monthly one coming. A monthly one. I heard that there may be a monthly one coming.
A monthly what?
Stimmy.
For who?
I think maybe all Americans, but the way that they've been doing stuff and the way that they was being like touchy with this one, it may be select people.
It gotta be select. That's why I'm saying who, because
but you gotta think about it. That's way less than giving a whole lump sum all at one time.
True, but still, okay, let me be real with y'all. I think the stimulus was amazing, but I also think it has been very crippling because there are a lot of people who have opted not, like, you know, Jay wants to work, right? That's what she wants to do. Other people have opted out of it just to get some of the benefits that have been given out. And I think it's terrible because in a way, it's teaching our kids bad habits, not so good of a mindset, and also setting them up for failure to not go and get it. I don't know if that will be the good approach. I mean, I'm not all that liberal. Okay, I'm a little bit on the conservative side. I don't think I agree with that. But hey, you know what it is, what it is. How do you feel about? Do you think it's crippling? Do you think it's good? Like, what is your thoughts?
I believe it can be depending on what you're trying to do. Now, if you take it and decide to sit out because you're trying to build something, like you're trying to build a business on the side or work on certifications or like as far as like school or something like that, like if there's something that you're working toward that would actually be able to help you to get something better down the line, or you're trying to build a business or something like that, then maybe it would be effective. But if you're just sitting at home, you ain't trying to do nothing like at all, like you're not doing anything yet. Like if you're just trying to just collect the check, which I mean, I get it, because I mean, that's the game. Like that's the finesse. They finesse it, which, you know, if that's you, that's what you do. But everything comes back. So, but again, it depends on what your intentions are. What are your intentions, and are you truly working in those intentions? So, if you're doing it because if you're staying out to build a business, are you building your business every day? Are you working effectively to get your business to where it needs to be so that you can eventually stop taking that and make money in your business? Or are you revving it up to the point to where you'll be able to sustain yourself in your business? You get what I'm saying? So if you're not doing any of those things on, you just collecting the check and just chilling at the crib, watching TV every day, all day.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I don't know.
At least if
I
you,
don't know.
I'm not telling nobody to do that, but if you're going to do that, at least save your money with whatever you get. Like, because you never know, man. I'll tell y'all now, man. Like, I wish, I'll be honest, because, like, whereas Kayla was frivolous with her money, mine, take my money. That's how it was. And, I mean, that's just being honest. Because
she meant frugal, not frivolous. Frugal.
Oh, I was frivolous. She was frugal. There you go. Yeah. Kayla was frugal. I was frivolous. Because for me, it was like, okay, well, I got the money to pay it, so it don't even matter. But then when a time comes when you no longer have the money to pay it because you lose a job or whatever, things pile up. And so when that happened to me in my past, I'm in a place now where I'm having to recover from that stuff. But then when you go through situations like this, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you saved your money, but now you got bills to pay too. And so you don't want to be in that cycle. So if you ain't got no bills like that and you getting the STEMI or you getting unemployment or you getting whatever, the PEU or even your EBTs, whatever, save that job, man. Save it if you can. If you got the money to pay for your groceries, go ahead and pay for your groceries and save your EBT because there may come a day, a rainy day or a rainy time period where you're going to need that. So I tell anybody any day, man, if I could go back in time and ship some things around, I wouldn't have been flaunting on some of these females. I wouldn't have been spending money blowing bags on them how I was, because now I'm paying for it.
That's real, man.
One
That's
thing our real. Apostle has always told us is just because you walk away from sin, and yes, the Lord counts it done and everything, and he turns a blind eye to it, it doesn't mean that you won't ever deal with your consequences from what you did. And these are my consequences.
Yeah.
Not my situation, but the ramifications from how I was spending.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm dealing with now is my
mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it's all right. What it is now,
one day it's gonna change. I'm praying this year, if it's the Lord's will, this year that will change. Because I was speaking at the beginning of this year. I'm gonna continue to see that Lord's will, it will change. But that also means I have to make sure I'm doing everything I need to do too. Not having these weeks off or, oh, this month I'm gonna just do me. I can't do all that. And I have to stop that. And I'm just being honest with y'all. Yes, have I gotten better with saving? Absolutely. But I was still spending at the same time. Had I not did that, I probably would have been like, yeah, man, I went and got me some clothes. But no, I was spending it doing other stuff. Not that it was all bad, but it was still what it was. So call a spade a spade, man. I got money to take care of what I need to take care of, but still.
Absolutely. But that's where we are. Hopefully in the future, we can both work on that. Okay. And hopefully in the future, I'll be able to do like some type of financial course or something like that, put that together for just people in general to help them out with their finances. Because a lot of times we are suffering from habits or mindsets that have developed from our past, whether it be how we grew up or whether it just be where we just learn how to just do things on a whim versus thinking about it first. And so it's time to get in a new mindset. And I believe our ministry, when it comes to Friendly Hill Missionary Baptist Church, I believe that ministry is moving into a whole different direction when it comes to overall health, whether it's physical health, mental health, financial health, and spiritual health. It's time to remove all excuses. So hopefully in the future, be on the lookout, you guys. You never know what might be in the pot. Doing tons of research, man. So hopefully I can bring that to y'all pretty soon. What? Go ahead.
You might well go and give him a sneak peek, man. Like, just what? A little baby sneak peek. A little baby. Come on.
Well, I mean, and no telling how many people listen to this anyway, so I'll just go ahead and I say it. Oh. I have my certification now. If anybody does not know what
No, girl, I was
certification.
about to say, you better, what certification? Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I got it. What certification you might ask? I have my life coaching certification.
Yeah.
Yes. So that does not mean that I am going to be coaching on every area of your life. It's just specific parts, meaning budgeting and eventually financial literacy, because I'm in the middle of finding out information I probably should have been known. I said budgeting, finances, eventually financial literacy. But for right now, that I'll be doing time management. I think that is a very important thing, because time management and money go hand in hand. If you're not out and about and you're home actually working on what you're supposed to work on, you won't be spending money. Hopefully, some of y'all, some online shoppers, and we can try to work with that too. But time management, budgeting, and then spiritual, and I'm still working on my spirit daily. And I'm reading daily and things of that nature, but it's really for those beginners who don't know how to start on their journey. Let's talk about your mindset. Where did you get it from? How did you grow up? That type of thing. Because I do honestly just want to help build the kingdom the best way I know how. And so I just want to get down to the nitty and gritty, which is why I'm also reading things like this, to help me overall do what I need to do to equip the body of Christ. So you
So
never know.
when are you going live?
I'm going live April. Oh, April 1st is that's a Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
That's a Thursday. That's a weird day, ain't it?
The day before people get
Well,
the paycheck.
that is true. The day before people get the or on the day people get their paycheck. I'm going live April 1st. Jay is actually working on a promo for me. And stuff like that. So I'll be doing, like, the goal is not to keep to take you guys' this money. I want to get y'all in. I want to help y'all get it right, and then I want to get you out. And that's the plan. If you choose to stay with me for more than a month or two, I'm cool with that, if that's what you want. But just be on the lookout for that. Also, like I said, a financial course, I'm looking into that as well. Doing group sessions and stuff like that. Maybe teaching a class, because I believe there's a lot of information that could be released to people. But it either is too expensive or they're just not exposed to it. So, hey, I'll be reasonable.
Absolutely, man. So that being said, man, if you are needing help with time management, finances, or spiritually, definitely make sure y'all keep a lookout for August, April 1st.
April.
So that way you're able to work with Coach A.
Coach A, that is the new name. I didn't even say that. So with that being said, all my names will definitely be changing on my social media, except for my personal one. I'm going to leave that the same, which is Akayla Frazier, but my Instagram and my Twitter are going to change to Coach A. I still have not posted anything on TikTok, but I may start doing little snippet
Yes.
videos or something on TikTok as well. Whether it be a quote of the day or something like that.
And I'll
So
explain
yeah.
to you why. I'll explain to you why later.
Okay.
You definitely want to do that though.
Okay.
So definitely, man, please make please make sure y'all keep an eye out for that, man. Definitely make sure y'all hit her up for, again, financial needs, spiritual needs. And time management needs, y'all. She will definitely get you together. She's gonna help me as soon as my income becomes consistent. So yes, y'all definitely make sure y'all go ahead and tap in with her. So, and then also too, of course, y'all already know about More Than a C.
Appreciate you.
Shameless plug.
Appreciate it.
No, but yeah. So y'all, please make sure y'all go get More Than a C as well. Y'all are able to see Kayla's heart and really how the Lord was using her through different situations in her life through this book. So please make sure y'all go ahead and go get More Than a Seed, available on Amazon right now. Is it available anywhere else?
No, I have not put it on any other platforms. I just leave it on there like that, because that's probably the widest platform that you can possibly use. So
absolutely. So that being said, y'all please make sure y'all go get that as well. That being said, let's talk about Kurt Franklin.
Yo. All right, so what were your thoughts about, well, first of all, tell us what happened.
So Kirk and his son was on the phone, okay, having a conversation, and the son decided to record or put out a recording of this portion of their conversation where Kirk was going in. I mean, he was taking him to town, okay, cussing this man flat out, as Willie Moe Jr. would say, flat out. So, now y'all, as a person of, because everybody's welcome here, but as a person of color, that's nothing new to us, okay? You piss your parents off enough, they's gonna take them there.
Christian or not, you gonna get this work today.
Right, so to me, how people was like, or like people was like trying to say that they was gonna cancel him, you had a great number of people saying, nah, we not canceling Kirk, because y'all had like, this ain't something that happened. Now, how, honestly, let's be real, being real and being honest, there are probably multiple pastors or ministers or anything of that nature who have been caught up in situations where they let a word slip, okay? It is
maybe what, a word of 10.
Yeah, you know, a word of 10. And not to say that it's okay, I'm not okaying it, but what I am saying is that in that moment, he was taken out of character concerning the situation. No, it's not okay to cuss your child out like that, but we all know that what happens is what happens, especially if you prompt it. And from what I'm understanding and hearing concerning the situation, him and his son don't have the best relationship already as is. So, you disrespect the parent, it's going to take them there. I don't care what nobody say.
No, I completely agree, man. I mean, like you said, though, it's like, I done had it before. I mean, maybe not that bad, because, you know, my parents and I's relationship is not terrible, and it's not like I would disrespect them in that way. Right. Nor would I want to air our business out. Like, who does that? But yeah, I think people blew it out of proportion, and to think, and that, but that shows the flaw, I believe, in Christianity when it comes to people who think that Christians are supposed to be perfect in that aspect. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are supposed to hold up a standard, but the Bible never talked about how we would never be tested and how we may never actually fall. I mean there's falling all in the book, but it's just, again, you can get taken out of character just like that, and it's very easy, especially when you have triggers and your child is disrespecting you. Like, I was trying to put myself in that situation, like, because he said, don't you ever disrespect me, so that means that his son had to have said something that triggered him, and I just put myself in that situation. And that's the thing, I don't think people actually put themselves there and was like, oh, okay, I understand that. I mean, let my child woo, please let them.
What it was for me is how calm he started off and then he took off. That's what it was for me. That's why I was like, that's how you know it was a real parent moment. That's what it was for me.
I think I'm not gonna say it was justified. No, what I said was right, like Jay was saying, but I can understand. Yeah. Again, because when you have a child that's disrespecting you, you kind of black out, because you're like, I'm the one who raised you. I am the one who paid your bills, especially, you know, hearing some of the interviews. I heard an interview between the boy's mother, because y'all gotta understand, this is Kirk's oldest son, so it would have been before he got married. And so just understanding that piece, it may have brought some tension, because Kirk wasn't with the boy's mother. But anyway, so I was listening to the interview, and the interview with the mother, and she was saying, yeah, we had to put him in counseling, and yada yada. And Kirk confirmed the same thing, talking about having to put their son in counseling, and things of that nature. So it's like he cared for the boy's mental health and things of that nature. Now we don't know the whole totality of their relationship, and I would never claim to know that, but it sounds like to me that Kirk tried. But I mean, let's be real, some kids just act out because their parents not together, and then they continue to act that way and disrespect their parents because of those circumstances. So yeah, man, I wasn't surprised. I'm just saying, I wasn't surprised.
I think also, the fact that he even apologized—he apologized.
I didn't like it.
like you think about it. You're apologizing for. Never mind. Because I was about to say you're apologizing for correcting somebody on their respect towards you. But I understand it's the manner in which he did it that he was apologizing for. So maybe he wasn't apologizing for necessarily what he said because he meant the passion and behind it. However, the words that were attached to the passion is what caused the issue.
I could see that too, but I still didn't like it. I mean, because I feel like to me, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to explain why I did what I did with my own child, okay?
And it's more so because of the words. Because again, when you're on a platform like that, saying them kind of words, even though you're perfectly human, the thought is, okay, but I could have handled myself differently. But anybody who doesn't have a platform, still, that should kind of be the thought. But we all know that when you in that moment, all that go out the window.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's a point of taking responsibility.
Well, I guess. Maybe.
There's a way to talk to a person, regardless of what they do. You can't control what other people do to you, but you can control your reaction.
That's true.
So I believe that I could understand why he apologized because his reaction was not the best.
So. Yeah, but it was the why he would okay you so
say that?
But listen. He apologized to the people in the world. I don't give a flip. If I'm going to apologize to anybody, I'm just going to apologize to my son. We're going to work on it. We're going to get it right. I'm going to do these interviews, but I'm still going to let them know.
That would be the case if it wasn't put out publicly how it was. Because you got to think, going to the word, right? My phone is dead, so I can't use that. Going to the word and thinking about how if you do something and it causes your brother to stumble, then, you know, talking about the millstone around your neck and all that stuff, right? So because of it being put out there publicly how it was, you know what I'm saying? Still, you gotta
come. I guess.
I get what you're saying, but there were also saints and babies in Christ who heard it.
Yeah.
Who may still cuss. And when they sing for Kirk Franklin, because they're like, okay, so I could cuss. He did it, so I could do it now. You know what I'm saying? And granted, not everybody has that type of logic, but I'm just saying. So in that regard, I understand because at this point, you're an example. Whether you have a huge platform or no platform, you're still an example. So that's just like this. I'm gonna say like this, because we have a platform here, but you also have a personal platform too, especially with the book and then also the services you're getting ready to offer. Let's just say for whatever reason you decide to go off on the rocker because somebody said something and it just took you all the way there and you was cussing and all this, that, and the third. And somebody who was looking to come into your services seeing that, but it keeps them from coming to you. But not only that, they're like, well, dang, if she can do all that, then really I can live my life and be just fine. Granted, I know that wouldn't happen like that, but the point is, for hypothetical purposes and what I'm saying, that still may put somebody off or push them off the path in which they should be going. Yes, they have a decision to make, absolutely. And yes, they should know right from wrong, but we both know that sometimes that's not always how it happens. Because we can both say too, even when we were babes in Christ, there may have been some stuff that we seen, and it was like, oh, okay, well, if they could do it, then maybe I could do it. Especially when we were younger. Now, granted, it's different now, but when we were younger and we seen certain stuff, it's like, okay, well, they could do it, so I could do it. And so it's that same thing, but granted, also at the same time, yes, everybody has a choice. Yes, everybody should know right from wrong, especially when coming to Christ, but still, not everybody has common sense.
Yes, so I want you guys to understand that Jay's being rational at this point. She's being very biblical, right? But speaking for me, no, I completely agree. I'm just honestly, I
that's your
am,
flesh talking.
Yes, I mean, I'm being honest. That is my flesh talking. That's why I said I agree with you. 110%. You are on the money. However, yes. However, I said what I said, bro. Like, it's just like, and I can understand. Yo, we got to do this other one. That's it.
Huh?
Okay, I got something else I want to bring up. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to comment on that?
If you're gonna cut your shout out.
Oh, no. How would you react? No, what you say?
See, I was really joking. I was about to say, if you gonna cut your shout out, don't get caught. I want to make it clear, I'm not saying, because me personally, I don't like being cussed at, and I didn't like being cussed at any age. So for me, when I have my kids, that's something. Before I can even get to the point to get at you like that, I'ma go to your room so I can calm down. Because like Apostle said, you don't need to whoop nobody while you upset and all that. So when Bae get home, be like, Bae, you better go handle that. Cause if not, they feel know something about me. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that's one thing like I was talking to Apostle and them about, is that like, I know sometimes I know I have an anger issue, which is why I rarely try to get angry. Because sometimes in that, I don't know certain things. And with me not knowing, I don't even want to be in that space. So if I know you make me that mad, baby boy, baby girl, go get in that room. Don't talk to me right now. I love you. You are my flesh and blood. I love you. But you're going to have to go in this room till your daddy get home. Because if I handle you right now, you going to know something. And that's not my place. So let the disciplinarian handle it when you get home.
No, I completely agree. But I'm asking you in this moment, I mean, because this is a grown man. If your son is a grown man and he is, and you feel like he's disrespecting you, what would you do?
I mean, at that point, it would have to be a release because he's grown. So I'm not saying I'm kicking you out of my life. I'm going to love you, but it does not mean I have to entertain your foolishness.
I agree, but you're going to know some words.
I'm not saying cutting off. I'm not saying, well, almost to a certain extent, but you, and this is going to sound harsh, but calling a spade again. When it comes down to it, if you are putting me in a position where I can't have peace, and every time me and you are talking, we're always butting heads, I'm eventually going to get to a point where I'm like, you know what? I love you. You know what? I love you. You know what? I love you. It's going to always be love, because the thing about it is when you keep me in force with force, why? That's not going to make anything better. If you want to sit over here and act a booty, that's on you. But at the same time, how I treat you, I'm going to be held accountable for up there. So it's better for me to show you love and back off from you on that level so that I can keep me together. And that in that, I'm not losing witness as well, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
No, you on the money. You being real rational, like, for real, like.
That was it.
Like,
rational.
You being real biblical and holy, man. I feel you. And that's the advice that I would give somebody else.
But what would you
But do? I can't promise. But this is the thing. If anybody know me, I still... Even when I get,
I have a question. real quick before you say what you were about to say. Are you gonna have that a moment where you and your mom had when you was washing them dishes that day? Are you gonna have one of them moments?
Probably. I can't guarantee you. I mean, I try to be rational in most things, okay? And I don't curse. I do not, Jay knows, I do not curse. It just doesn't feel right. I remember that one
day texting me, that's what I said, huh?
Yeah. I don't even know. I probably was joking.
No, you was excited. We was in the business at that time. And you was like, we're going to do this D word. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This ain't her.
I mean, it don't sound right. It don't feel right. So if you bring me to a place that has me like that, you know it got to be serious. Because I, like you said, like I'll try to distance myself before we're coming to the point where we have to argue, especially now where you know you're spiritually aware, you don't need nothing, you know, vexing your spirit.
Come on.
You don't need that. I mean, we got too much on our plate right now. And so I would definitely try. But my child... My child. I don't know.
Adult child.
Even adult, I'm going to treat you like the adult that you being. And if we got the scrap, if we got the square of me and your daddy going, we going to handle that.
I'm going to be honest. I think Najee would handle that before you could even...
No, you probably right. Especially if we got a son and he disrespect me. Yeah. Najee
leaves work. He ain't even got to wait to the end of the shift. He leaving work.
Oh. No, that's my dude right there. I got to tell you about my dream too. But anyway, let's go to the next subject.
Yeah, what was the next one?
Derrick Jackson.
Man, I seen that today. I said, roasting people. And then you give up.
This is the thing. It's still, even though they have worked through it, it was still during the time I believe he was roasting
John Gray
during that time, but you sleeping with other women, you're talking to other women, but yet you're roasting John Gray. How? Because they said the time frame. They said the time frame, and I was like, wait a minute, that's around the time John Gray.
The hit dog of Holland. It's crazy. He done lost all credibility. All his videos done for
it. I was about to say he has lost all credibility because that means that even your wife couldn't keep your attention when you talked about a man who didn't want their significant other. Like, you talked about that. So you telling me you didn't want her?
He didn't want your wife. He was speaking factual. Because he was doing it. That's what it was.
That's how he was able to give the info. He was doing research.
look, a case study is what he was doing, okay?
A case study.
He was testing that out. You know what I'm saying? But that's...
Okay.
That's terrible, man. Because not only are you being ridiculed, but your wife. Like, people don't... He was sitting there talking about all this stuff.
So you watched the whole thing?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know if you
watched it. I was just like, I read about it. I didn't watch it. Because at that point, I was just disgusted. Cause I was like, how you going to do all this talking about another man and his marriage when you been out here slanging Petey Weedy everywhere, letting everybody know you for the streets? Nah. It's good.
All credibility. Like, the thing is that his whole platform is built on the things he has said. So, I mean, but I do like the fact that he didn't make any excuses. And he said, you know, just like I said in other videos, consequences are consequences, and I will have to pay for my consequences as well. But I don't think
he's public with it.
He got a book. He has a book coming out, and it's called Healing.
It's a publicity stunt. I said what I said. is to get everybody so that they could go and get the book. Because when John, that happened with John, his book came out a little bit after that too. You trying to follow the trail is what you're doing. Because you know people going to want to get the book to find out why more.
It won't, I ain't gonna lie, I do want to know.
No.
I want to know what was going through his mind. I mean, but at the same time, I'm focused on other things because he's not relevant. So if we over here talking, but we didn't explain who Derrick Jackson is. Oh, yeah. For those who do not know who that is, he's a big YouTuber, right? He posted a lot of YouTube videos talking about relationships and how a man should treat a woman and all this, that, and the third. So you have a platform.
That's the main part.
Say it again.
He's well known for going against John Gray.
Very well known for going against John Gray and things of that nature. So the reason why Jay and I are so shocked.
I'm sorry, pause. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did he also go against Marcus Rogers too? Was that him? Or was that somebody else?
I think that might have been somebody else.
Okay, go
ahead. So he has millions of followers that are mainly women, like, women, like most of his followers are women, which is probably where he was getting them. He was getting them numbers from. So how is it that you built a platform on this, and yet you couldn't even treat your wife the way that she deserved? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, I guess we don't know what was going on. But it's still. Then they try to put the Jesus spin on it, and I didn't like it. I'm like,
I don't like it.
Like, you trying to what? Okay, I was just like, let me turn this. I probably watched five minutes of it.
I had to watch
it. It was sickening. It was sickening to me.
You gonna put yourself out there?
Say it again.
My thing is, if you're going to put yourself out there, you got to be prepared for what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with being honest. Like, honesty is the best policy. But don't put yourself in situations where you're going to have to essentially be ridiculed and embarrassed and put your family in that position just because of your fleshly, you know, desires. You feel what I'm saying? And to be completely honest, like, at this point, I don't know how things gonna work out for him.
That's real.
Cause like your platform is shy. To be honest, your platform.
I agree.
You can't pull a John Gray because John Gray is known worldwide, global. You're known national. So you done shot yourself in the foot, homie. What was the point of even putting that out? I'm not saying don't be real. Yes, you want to be real with people. Absolutely. But why would you make yourself look stupid like that?
Unless, the only thing that I could see that he possibly may gain is more support from men. Because now they see him and they're like,
oh, the dog?
Okay.
The boys? As they call
dogs.
Them.
Dogs that want to be men, okay. But this is the crazy thing. This is the crazy
thing. You
want to
go from a pup to a big dog.
Yeah. But he said, I now want to, he said something about now wanting to follow by the vows that they said. I'm like, okay, what did you do years ago? Like, so you never took your vows?
This wasn't the first stunt, is what you're telling me. That's what I'm hearing. So you didn't
No, it happened for years. So when you go back and you listen to it, you'll see what I'm talking about. So it had been happening for years.
That's trash.
Nah, for real. That's real trash.
So how you think she... I got a few questions for the wife. How you think she was feeling seeing these videos go up and she's still dealing with this at home? Yeah.
They said they worked through it though because they were holding hands very tightly. Well, he was holding her hand very tightly. And making sure that I guess she wouldn't run off. But he said he came clean.
You
don't get all
this stuff to me. You want to hold me hostage on a video?
Man.
Bruh.
But that's some
worse there.
So Jay, tell me, what would you do because I think it was, the rumor was that she caught him with another woman in their bed, right? I think I saw something about that. I might be wrong, but it had a cheating element to it, okay? But let's just say, God forbid, you're married and your spouse cheats on you. Do you think you would try to repair it? Come on now, I'm gonna get real biblical on this one.
My flesh would say no.
Uh-huh.
However, I wouldn't want to be alone the rest of my life, based on what scripture says. Because at that point, you can't be with nobody else.
Well, yeah, if you're following that standpoint, that means that
I can't. We would have to work that. But this is why you make sure you got the right one. Because you cheat on me, I'm not paying. First of all, let me be clear. The damages that I do, never mind.
Look at that. Now you understand.
Vengeance will
be. See, look at that.
Vengeance be the Lord's. But in my mind, like Heather Headley said, in my mind, I would be cutting up all his Gucci or whatever he got, all name brands, even non-name brands. I'm cutting holes in everything. I'm bleaching everything. That in my mind. Because you know me. If I'm with you, I'm with you. Like, I'm a ride for you. I'm going to do your treat you right, all of that. And even with me becoming a kingdom woman, spiritually, we're going to be there too. You feel me? So for you to cheat on me,
is something wrong with you, not me, right? That type of thing. But this is my thing. You,
now, if I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, if I'm constant, you know me, again, getting back to it, you know me, I like to check, hey, how are we doing? Is there anything more that I can do? Is there anything that you feel like I can improve on? If I'm constantly asking you these things, making sure that I'm doing the things I'm supposed to do as your wife, pleasing you whatever you want, when I don't feel like it, letting you get it in, all that. If I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as your wife, but you still feel the need to go out and cheat, that is on you, because clearly there is something within you to where you are not pleased with me. But I'm not going to sit here and rack my brain trying to figure out why he ain't pleased with me when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a kingdom woman and as a wife. So my obligation at that point is to the Lord, which is why I said in my mind, that's what I would be doing, but I would have to let the Lord handle it and just pray through it.
Right. So what I would say, though, okay, this is what I've come to realize. Just because that person is the one doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to cheat nor do wrong. So that's the thing. I think we have the wrong concept or the wrong idea that the one may not have any sexual flaws when it comes to that.
That's not what I'm saying. My thing is this: before I get married to you, whatever that stuff is, gotta be dead.
So that's my thing you may not know is not dead.
My thing is this though: if having discernment, there's just something, like for me, this is the thing right here. One man, one woman for a lifetime, right?
Okay.
Point blank period.
Yeah.
If you are coming to me and wanting to get married, and especially if we're going through marriage counseling with Apostle, he died in every eye crossing. You sure you want to get married? So at that point, if there is a sexual thing where you can't control your sexual desires, but I'm giving it to you every time, but you're still not pleased with me, that's on you. That's not on me.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's the point that I'm making. if at that point that is the case, my thing is this. I pray I don't ever even have to get to that point. That's my thing. When me and my husband come together, me handling the things I need to handle and him handling the things, which is why I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. I'm not saying that he's going to be perfect. That's not my expectation. But what my expectation is and what I always pray when I pray about my husband is that these things are being handled and that even if a temptation comes about, he's able to take that way of escape because I know that I would. So if you feeling like if you seen somebody and you fell or something down there, we got to have a conversation. You better come home. Let's come and go to the bedroom. Okay.
What I'm saying, Jay. It's not about you. A lot of times it has to do with the person themselves.
I said that.
Yeah, but okay, but I think, okay, so I'm just being the rational one at this point, but let me be real. I probably will put some sugar in this tank. Like, I'm talking rational, but
me and you know this.
No, we all know because he knows I'm very crazy as well. I mean, even my ex knew, like, I won't play with that one. Yeah, I mean, and it's because
that now was funny, then it wasn't, but now it's hilarious. I will never let that go.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and the reason why I guess I get crazy is because I love hard just as well as Jay. I just get a little overzealous. And I have the ability to snap. I haven't had a reason to snap at all. So yeah, I think we're good. But should he cheat? I think it would be very bad on his part because I will be in control of all the accounts. So you try to cheat, you're going to leave broke, okay? Number one. Number two, the locks are going to be changed, so you're going to have to find money, you're going to have to find a place to live, and your clothes are going to be in the house. So,
and your car going to be broke down from the sugar anytime.
So, yeah, and your car is going to be broke down. So, and I think, I mean, any man who realizes that their woman is in control of the accounts.
Yeah.
No better. You better have a secret account that I don't know nothing about. That's all I'm gonna say. But he ain't gonna have one. I'm just gonna put that out there.
But I don't think Najee, he would never do nothing like that either.
Nah, we
like you like crazy.
He's A1. He's an A1 type of dude.
Absolutely.
But I yeah.
In my mind.
But
I'm waiting to exhale, okay? But in reality, and in the spirit, and in the truth, I'm going to have to be on my knees praying.
Sometimes it's wrong. And sometimes it's right. Yeah. So I would try to make it work. At the end of the day, I think I would try to make it work. But you won't have to do... Like, I don't know. You're going to have to do some backflips. I mean, like...
And I ain't a bust about it.
You have to bust a knee or something. No, you can't do that because I need you to work to continue to bring money in the household. So, I don't know.
Being real cold if anything like that happens. Like, it's like, I'm going to stay with you, but it's cold for a long time till you can find a way to warm it back up. And I'm not giving you the firewood to help you. that's what I was
saying. Nah. Because like you said, I'm gonna do everything that I can to make sure. I mean, but I know sometimes I can have an attitude about certain things and he know that as well. But you knew that when you married me. You do. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna make sure that our needs are always met. So if you try to leave the 80 to go pursue the 20 for a small bit and don't think I'm going to find out.
That's on you.
That's on you.
But it's also on you. You got your car situation. So you wouldn't really do all that though? Like you wouldn't give it to the Lord?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Lord. I'm not, okay, I think it's going too far because that's called the stupid tax when you put the sugar in the tank. but you still ain't gonna have no money because I'm still controlling the finances. So,
look,
I mean, I'm gonna make sure our bills are paid. I'm gonna make sure. Wait. I'm gonna make sure the businesses are still being financed. So if you gotta sleep at the restaurant, by all means.
Okay, well, no. Because vengeance is the Lord's. You can't.
Yes, that is the Lord using me to make sure he understands.
No, absolutely not.
Don't bite the hand that's making it work.
Nah.
Shoot, now.
Nah, I can't do that, bro.
So wait. If you was controlling the finances, you're trying to tell me that you would continue to allow him to have access?
That's not my place. That's what I'm saying. Yes, you would want to do all this other stuff. Who wouldn't? Okay, let's be honest. You done hurt me. I wanna get back. However, though, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I'ma have to bite the bullet and pray and let the Lord work it out. Okay. Lord. If he got to get a flat tire today, let him be safe when he get a flat tire. But it inconvenience him a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, being safe. She being real safe right now.
Let me tell you something. Again, at the end of the day, above my husband is still my heavenly father. And he not going to let his daughter go through a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't meant for her to go through. So I'm going to have to trust him with it. Even though in my mind, I'm handling some stuff. In my mind, I'm bleaching. In my mind, I'm cutting. In my mind, I'm being just all out. Just
okay. So I believe that the Lord may let some things slip because
nah, you got a choice. Mean, you have a choice. So you letting it slip? It ain't him.
No, I said, wait, he is, I mean, if I don't get no pushback, I mean.
But Kayla, you ain't looking for, let's be clear, Kayla, you ain't looking for pushback, okay? Kayla, we're talking about the person who hops off the porch before daddy say it's okay to hop off the porch.
That's true, I ain't even okay. Looking for no pushback.
You took off the porch, okay? No, I didn't get it. No,
that's real.
Kayla don't, and you just done slash stuff and everything.
I mean, for real. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like I said, I am a little crazy, but
I feel like you like didn't call me because I'm gonna be telling you, Kayla, you shouldn't have did that. I'm gonna be telling you real talk, and you ain't gonna be wanting to hear that. You gonna be wanting to have somebody egg you on. I'm gonna be like, no,
so,
go sit your tail down.
What I know that I would do is I would go missing for a couple of days. That's what I know. I'm going to put in time off from work. I'm going to hide my work phone, make sure my other phone is off. I don't want to talk to nobody. So should you not hear me from me? No, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text. I know how you be.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a text and say,
not everybody.
I'm going off the books for a couple of days. See you in three.
Yeah.
And then you will know Najee had would have had to do something.
What did you do to my sister?
Especially with me having access to the accounts. I will use the accounts for my stay. So, you know.
Good grief.
But anyway, we off that. We just gonna pray to the Lord that it does not happen to neither one of us.
I'm telling you.
Because
the Lord is gonna truly have to. Lord forbid, but the Lord would really have to keep me during that time. He really
no,
would.
For real.
He would. he would.
Mm-hmm.
If I just told you my anger, man, it would have to keep me. For I ain't real. Taking nobody life or nothing, but some gonna be damaged.
For real. I will say it would be.
Leave them sitting there.
Whatever I do, though, I believe it would be an improvement because I, if anybody does not know, I did used to hit, and that was in my past. And so when I asked God to take that away from me, he truly did. So every time I got to that point where I wanted to hit someone, I actually would get tired. and I wouldn't have the energy to actually hit. So at least I would not hit him. Okay. So we're going to be clear. That would not happen.
Hell, but you're patting the Pug Nation and stuff all over. Girl, sat down. You gonna do nothing.
I'm just saying.
Pug Nation.
Anyway, that was a fun topic.
I was trying to say something. I don't know. But at any rate, Lord's will, and God forbid, none of that stuff comes our way at all. Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Come hell or high water.
Oh, but it makes me think about what's the name of the movie? Excuse me, War Room.
Mm. Talking about when he was on a date with another woman.
All of that, man. Like when he went home, he thought that she had to put the poison in his food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You gotta be super. That's probably what I would do. Play mind games.
That's real.
Truly, it's just me continuing to do. Actually, no, I'll probably the same thing or some of the same things that you do. Like I'll say, I would pray for my husband and all that stuff. In real life, real talk, real, I would pray about it a whole lot. Like, I would have to go to the Lord, but I would have to continue to treat him right. But in me doing that, I feel like he would get confused too. He would get like that dude. I would feel like. Anyway, Lord forbidding me that happened, man. But yeah.
But yeah, so that has been the three events for the past couple of weeks. Number one, we talked about the stimulus. Again, we hope you guys have not blown it. Number two, yes. And then number two, we talked about Kirk.
Yeah.
I don't believe, you know, it was right, but I believe it was justified. And then number three, we talked about good old Derrick Jackson. Yeah, man, the one that has been lying to us. He straight up, like, fooled us, like, straight up. So that means for his whole career, he could have been cheating.
You know how many women believed in him?
Nah, I mean, because if Derrick couldn't be a stand-up guy, he was talking about it. I mean, like, dang. It's Slim Jimmy out here.
Ah. I told you, man, he was wing-wanging everywhere.
Yeah, man, but thank God for good men like the one that I have. I truly believe in him and all that he does. We thank God for him.
Shout out to Big Brother.
Yes. So with that being said, is there anything else that you would like to talk about before we get off here? Oh, we don't turn the percent.
I don't think so. I think this was definitely a great conversation. If there's ever anything that y'all want us to talk about, let us know, man. Drop us a message. Drop in the comments. So yeah, man. If y'all like these current event situations, maybe like once a month we can talk about current events. If it's anything, you know, extravagant going on.
Absolutely, I believe that. So with that being said, we ain't got to do three P's. I mean, cause just stay biblical. I mean, and you can be able to avoid all these different situations. Dealing with consequences and stuff like that because you decided to do something. So y'all just stay holy. That's all I say. And stay as holy as you know how, but just understand that if something does happen and you just are out of your element and you tend to pop off once or twice in the year, don't be try to kill yourself.
Draws,
okay? Say it again?
Be holier than the holy draws.
That's like, never mind. I think that was a silly situation, but because Juanita Bynum, when the person seen her draw, she decided to leave. So she, I mean, you can't be that holy. I say that don't be so holy that ain't nobody can accidentally see something they ain't supposed to see, and all of a sudden you just.
Yeah,
you
probably didn't feel when that woman was
already quiet
and her skirt
fell. Oh, my. Yeah, you got to be like that. Man, that was funny, though. And somebody had to come and hold him up.
And then they're saying, like,
She kept going though, because that's how we have to be. You know, even if our draws fall, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going.
I got you.
Hey, I'm about to try to find that video now.
It's a funny one for real. But y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in on here. Y'all, again, if y'all got anything, please let us know. I'm finna go ahead because I got some things to do. The Easter skin thing, I finished the remix for it yesterday. And so I'm about to go back through and listen to it, make sure everything's cool with it. And
awesome, man. We appreciate the invitation to this wonderful platform. Now I'm joking. Anyway, appreciate it. On the input, again, like she said, if y'all want us to talk about anything else, let us know. We appreciate y'all for listening. All that good stuff. So hopefully we can come back on here and do this again. With that being said, y'all just hop up off here. Like she said, we got things to do. And yeah, we talk to y'all later. So yep. Y'all be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace. Bye.
Bye. What?